This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Ah, Gator, I hate seeing tradition get messed with in sports. I just saw this breaking news from college football. The Gasparilla Bowl, according to Brett McMurphy, has a new name. It's now the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Ah, hate seeing tradition get messed with.
How many years do we have it as the Gasparilla Bowl?
I don't know, but here's its previous names. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, the St. Petersburg Bowl, the Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl, the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, the St. Petersburg Bowl presented by Beef O'Brady's, the Gasparilla Bowl, the Magic Jack Bowl, and now the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. These are actual names of one bowl game.
There's two that stand out to me that I think are fantastic. One's obvious.
The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Well, actually, that's pretty great. Now there's three because I forgot about that. But Beef O'Brady's.
Yep, that's what restaurant. That's what it should have been forever.
It's a restaurant that I know, a restaurant chain, I believe, that I know I've seen in Lakeland. I know they have at least one there. I think there may have been two back in my days prior to you and I working together. And when we've been down to Lakeland, we've never stopped at a Beef O'Brady's. So,
we've driven past. We've waved.
But knowing that it's there is hilarious. And the other one is, Magic Jack. I don't know what Magic Jack is. Maybe it's something for your car. I don't know. But Magic Jack, to me, is hilarious. It just, it screams... something of just super confidence. Who's that? It's Magic Jack. You know? Like, Magic Jack, Magic Jack is that's a dude you got to worry about. You know? Magic Jack will steal your girlfriend. How do you do it? Magic Jack, dude.
Couple of quick responses on Twitch from G. Divin. Not the Gasparilla Bowl. Is nothing sacred? Stay in Shadow says, the Beef O'Brady Bowl sounds like diarrhea waiting to happen. Yeah, kind of. So anyway, there is that news. Sad news to see. Just the further,
I hate you, 2020. I hate you.
The watering down the corporate name, ruining the Gasparilla Bowl, the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Sad day.
Damn this year.
Yep. That, according to Brett McMurphy, breaking in the last few minutes. I suppose if you had a bowl game and somebody's like, and your phone rings and hello. You'd like to sponsor our bowl game?
Right.
You're going to give us money now? Did you try and call the Orange Bowl? Because this is the Gasparilla Bowl you're calling. Yeah, okay, we'll take your money. What do you want us to call it? Isn't that how that conversation goes?
Yes. Apparently Magic Jack, this is according to Stay in Shadows, Magic Jack is a thing that you plug into your computer so that you can use the phone with. It's like a landline that you can run off your computer.
So there was a need for that in America for 35 minutes, and then we moved on?
Yeah, and nobody except for you and I have a landline, so.
Yeah, well, it makes my cable bill cheaper for some reason.
Well, right. But, and it's not even a real landline, it's VoIP.
Yeah, we haven't used that phone in over 2 years. It just rings every once in a while. And the only time it ever gets answered is when you make me answer it, when I'm on the air. Yeah. Swear to God.
I love it. I had a call this morning. I loved it.
What were they trying to sell you? Or what were they warning
you
about?
Trying to get me to switch off of Consumers Energy. So
Oh, really?
Yeah, those I'm pretty curt with because I don't have time for this. Can I speak to the person in charge of your consumer energy bill? So, no, thank you. Please remove him from your list.
Nice.
Yeah, that was it. But I said thank you. It was just a no thank you.
All right. So, look, if you were to lay out a script as how we'd want last night's Monday night football game to go, the second of the two Monday night football games to go, that was pretty much it. Jerry Jones gets embarrassed on national TV. Because Jerry Jones, you just never know what's going to come out of his mouth next. He might say one thing one week and one thing the next. He's not a sit, be patient, and let a team build. He's not a tank kind of guy. And oh, by the way, Gator, and this is very critical to the conversation, he's got a first-place football team. They are a 2-4 first-place football team. They've been outscored by 45 points. Their point differential is negative 45. It's amongst the worst in the league, and they're a first-place football team. And it's not in Jerry's nature to sit around and do nothing.
What was the final score last night? Was it 38-10, 38-17, something like that, 38-10? So it's 28 points added to that total from last night. Last night went a long way. I mean, they were epically bad last night. That division is so horrid. You think about it. The Giants haven't won.
Yeah, they just won. They won this weekend. They beat football
team.
I'm
sorry. The Giants just won because they beat football team, which has one win.
Yep.
And then you've got the Eagles, who also have one win. And the Cowboys have two. And you look at those teams and you're like, okay, the Giants are that bad. The football team is that bad right now. Is Philly that bad? Philly's that bad because of injuries. And is that as simple as you can point to it? Is it Philadelphia just
they can't help themselves. Yeah.
And they add two more. Zach Ertz just got hurt, and somebody else on their team is hurt as well. Two more starters went down.
Starting running.
Yeah, Miles Sanders. Right, there goes your running game and your tight end. I don't know. I mean, if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm waving like white flag, dude. I'm out. Let me. I'm going to COVID this season. Get me out of here. I cannot take any more of this because he has no one to throw to. He has no offensive line to protect him. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but I mean, it will happen where they get healthy again. But until that time, I wouldn't even want to play if I were him. They're not that bad.
Dallas is a negative 45 in point differential. There are only four teams in the NFL that have a worse point differential. One is obviously the Jets, who are awful. I mean, the worst team, Trevor Lawrence, you know, get ready for green and white. The teams below Dallas are the New York Giants, the Washington football team, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So two of the teams in their division have a worse point differential than Dallas. But they're in first place, and Jerry's impulsive and impatient and careless, and Martha, make Bob make the call. Make Bob make the call. Isn't that what it takes? Martha making Bob make the call? Because Bob's not going to make that call on his own. It's not Martha. Right. Sorry, it's Sheila. It's Hamp.
It's Hamp. Sheila.
Hamp, make Bob make the call. My bad. Make Bob make the call. Even if you are trying to win, don't you need to just make sure that the guy who's most likely in this league that's most likely to offer up a Herschel Walker deal. Now, one of the greatest trades of all time was Herschel Walker traded from Minnesota to Dallas, and what Dallas got back from Minnesota was basically two Super Bowls. You know, yes, make Bob make the call. You have to, right? You have to make the call. Even if you think you're trying to win, just make sure. You might have a dream house, you love it, but if somebody walks up and says, I'll pay you double what you could built this for, you go, well, double? You just have to make sure.
I mean, there's no question Stafford would do better with that team than Andy Dalton. I don't care if it's on a week's worth of practice. He's just better. Worlds better than Andy Dalton.
He's absolutely better than Andy Dalton, but you guys should have seen the text we were getting last week. Dalton, why would they trade for Stafford? Dalton's better than Stafford. He's the same guy. Oh, Dalton's, you know, way better than Stafford. I'd rather have Dalton. I mean, we got tons of those texts last week.
It's kind of funny, Gator. We started the show with the further Infiltration of corporate sponsorship into sports ruining tradition as Union Home Mortgage is now the sponsor for the Gasparilla Bowl. And it's the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. And then we shifted seamlessly into talking about a team that probably belongs in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, the Dallas Cowboys. Why do we do that? Because they were bad and they lost again last night and they got a quarterback issue and Lions have a quarterback. The question really is the quarterback act for sale? Is the quarterback for sale?
The easy short answer, guys, is no, unfortunately. Everything you guys said from the Cowboys' perspective, I pretty much agree with. They're in first place in a horrible division. By the way, that entire division has 5 total wins, okay? The NFC West as a division has 16 wins. That entire NFC East has a total of 5 wins.
So collectively, they need one more to be bowl eligible by the old NCAA rules.
Exactly.
So they could, the whole division could put together a team and go to the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
If they're lucky, cross your fingers.
Yep.
So, yeah, from the Cowboys' perspective, and we talked about this last week, and I said timing-wise, it makes perfect sense for the Lions and Cowboys to get together and make a deal because their starting quarterback obviously goes down with a season-ending injury. Andy Dalton, although a veteran quarterback, we saw last night, even with a week, you know, to prepare and everything, looked awful in his first game as a starter for the Cowboys. They're still in first place. They still have aspirations of making the playoffs, going to the Super Bowl. They're going to host, whoever wins that division is going to host a playoff game.
About that.
Okay,
that's the crazy thing.
They're going to not just make the playoffs, they're going to host a playoff game.
Just I'm going to throw this out there and then duck for cover. That really could benefit the team that finishes, like,
yes,
as a
whatever the wild card is, yeah,
because the first wild card would go there. Would that be Detroit?
Give us Dallas in Dallas. Who cares? You just want Dallas, right?
Yes.
So then you have an owner who's a wacky owner who wants to win, who's impatient. He's older at 78, like you mentioned, Doug.
Yep.
So and he's been known to make, you know, crazy deals to win now because that's the type of owner.
He has no patience.
I get that. And then you have a fan base over there that has no patience either, right?
Yep.
So all that stuff makes sense from the Cowboys' end. From the Lions' end, unfortunately, there's like a 1% chance this happens. Unless two things, maybe. I was trying to think of something. How can this happen, right? How can the Lions actually think about trading Matt Stafford? One, if Sheila Ford-Hemp goes to Bob Quinn, I do not endorse this, and says, you know, trade him and you get an extension. You will not have to worry about job security. Because if I'm Bob Quinn, I'm not trading. You can fire me before I trade him. I'm trying to win right now. I'm trying to save my job, right? Or two.
Then she'll fire him.
Yeah, exactly. Or two, it's an insane deal that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys come up with where you cannot turn this down. Like, it's, even if Quinn says, listen, I know I got to win this year, but this is the craziest deal I've ever seen. Like, you know, like, I have to make the move, right?
Yeah. You
they can't trade their starting quarterback, Matt Stafford. They're giving up on the season then.
If they come back and say, we'll give you, you know, this year's first round, next year's first round, and a third, and you say, throw in Putney, and they say, yes.
And you get CeeDee Lamb, and yeah, exactly,
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, if they do, but if anybody's going to do something crazy, it's Jerry. And I think, look, I don't like when people tell us how to do our jobs, but I'm going to say it's something that Bob needs to do. You have to call. You have to just make sure you didn't catch Jerry before he took his pills. And he might do something crazy before his son can talk him out of it. Like, you got to just double check because Dallas is ripe for the picking. Now, I think it makes sense for Dallas. I think you're right. I think if Detroit had gotten smoked by Jacksonville, it might be a completely different story.
Maybe.
But they did the smoking. So it's very well off the table that they would even consider it or initiate it. But you just got to check. If somebody's, like I said, if somebody's looking at your home, that's your dream home, but, and you know that person is rich and crazy and impatient, do you say, well, hey, make an offer?
But only a GM with job security would make that call. I mean, he'll sit back and listen to the phone ring and pick it up, but he's not making that call, Doug. You just said they beat Jacksonville. They have a much easier schedule coming up, and they're playing for their, you know, his team is playing for his job security and the coaches.
But you know who's got job security? Hamp. She's got job security.
Right.
She can initiate this by, I mean, hell, she could call Jerry directly or make her guy, Bob just call and see.
Well,
just call and see.
Put just, Put yourselves in the shoes of Bob Quinn for a second. Aside from, you know, what we want to do is move on from Stafford. Pretend you're really Bob Quinn. What do you think your situation is right now? If you're Bob Quinn, are you thinking that, hey, I'm going to be around here in the future, or are you thinking that you're done?
I think if you're Bob Quinn, you probably don't feel like you have a ton of job security. You can't.
Okay. So if that's the case, and I agree with you. If that, Kang, would you agree with that you don't have a whole bunch of job security here if you're Bob Quinn?
No, I think he's trying to keep his job, so he doesn't feel safe right now. Yes.
He doesn't feel safe right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if we all think that he doesn't have job security, if you're Bob Quinn, the best way for you to perhaps get that job security, you're not going to be able to secure any kind of deal with Sheila saying, hey, I make this trade, I keep my job, right? Because that's ridiculous. Nobody's going to do something like that. But if you think to yourself that that's a situation that you could do, you go. Don't you try to make a you listen to Jerry, and then you go to Sheila and you say, look, here are our options right now. We can try to put this thing together and ride this ship the rest of the season, and we may make the playoffs, we may not. Or I've got a deal on the table from crazy owner down south that could really set this franchise up for the next 10 years.
You make actually a really good point. It could behoove him if he is operating, let's just say, and we all presume there's a lot of, anytime we talk about a deal like this, it gets met with a bunch of cynicism because people say a GM is under fire. He's never going to make a trade for the future. But does he buy himself time if he pulls off a blockbuster deal and takes advantage of Crazy Jerry?
Like, I made such a great deal, I'm worth keeping around,
yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
I did such a good job with this. Now, the only thing is, he's basically sealed Matt Patricia's fate then. He's going to have to let him go because he's going to have no team.
Yep.
They're not going to win, and he's going to have to fire him, right? So
that's right.
Is this like a save my ass type thing? And sorry, Matt,
yep.
But you're probably going to lose your job.
Well, I mean, it's business, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I don't feel bad about it. I'm just
And I think these things happen all the time. GMs love their coaches. That's why they hire them. But they also, at some point, they're going to have to fire those coaches.
Kang, I think Gator makes an excellent point. An excellent point. I thought you made a very strong point at the beginning that there's a 1% chance. Gator has countered with why it might be greater than that. Will you move off the 1%?
If Bob Quinn pulls off, like this, I said, like a crazy deal where you just cannot turn it down, I'll move off the 1.1%.
Right, but
we'll go to 2%, Gator. You've moved the needle.
Does it make sense that Quinn could buy himself time by making a blockbuster deal?
It does make sense.
Yep. Okay.
I will say that, yes.
I think we might get you up to 5%. All right,
well, I've got a way to try to even up it some more. But
Car Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. People have been patient. Let's get to your phone calls, Gator. We're talking about this possibility. If it increased, it increased ever so slightly, but it's certainly worth talking about. I don't want to be completely dismissive. Is there a chance to strike while the iron's hot? The Lions are in a weird place in that they are off to a 2-3 start. They have been mostly unimpressive, and yet their schedule's about to lighten up, and they, coming off their best performance of the year against a bad team, can make a run. And you got a team in Dallas right now that is in need of a quarterback. And the last night, that probably got exaggerated. Now, Dallas has all kinds of problems. It's not just the quarterback. Their defense is atrocious. They are authentically bad elsewhere. But what it shows is that a quarterback of Stafford's caliber, we could sit here and debate whether Dak's better than Stafford, Stafford's better than Dak, but neither of them are considered elite. A quarterback like that covered up a lot of ills in Dallas, didn't he? They look pretty decent with him there. He still had problems, but he covered up a lot of those ills. Would Stafford do the same for them?
Well, Matt Stafford, with that offense, I think makes that offense one of the better offenses in the league, one of the top 10 offenses in the league. With Dak Prescott, they were. So they were outstanding with Dak Prescott. Stafford knows how to throw to big-time receivers. And they've got, I mean, Amari Cooper, he's a big-time receiver. CeeDee Lamb was the most polished receiver, one of the most polished receivers coming out of college football last year. He's Andy Dalton like ignored him last night. I don't understand it. You've got talent like that, use it. Stafford would utilize the talent that's on that team. Now, what Stafford doesn't do is he doesn't make the defense any better.
Nope.
And that's, you know, probably a bigger concern for Jerry, although they're all concerns for Jerry because he wants to win. He wants to win now. But his fastest way to win and win now is the quarterback. It's not the defense. The fastest way to, you know, to win down the road is to get the quarterback taken care of now and put resources into the defense next year.
All right, 248-539-9797. Chris is on a cell, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I think one thing that we're missing here is the fact that, I don't know if you know this or saw this, but their line is not the line that we had 2 years ago, you know, or they had 2 years ago at Dallas. I mean, Zach Martin was the only really good lineman left on that line yesterday, and wasn't he out for the game after the first series or two?
Don't they? I think they have three linemen out, right?
Yeah.
Well, all the major ones. I mean, all, you know, Travis Frederick retired, yada, yada. Tyron Smith's replacement is not the Brandon Knight from the NBA. Some dude named Brandon Knight. I mean, those guys are awful. So my point is this, is Andy Dalton was running for his life. Granted, he's not very good. But my question to you guys is, you think that Jerry Jones, I don't think he's as bad as you guys think he is. I think he sees that this year, after Dak got hurt, maybe just a wash, you know, because that defense, like you said, Doug, is historically bad for the Cowboys. Yep. I mean, Jordan Lewis is not, Byron Jones.
They are minus 12 in turnover margin. I mean, they are, outside of the quarterback play and, you know, some talented receiver, they are an awful football team now that Ezekiel Elliott's coughing up the football, but he's in first place. He's in.
Right, so I think he'll just stand pat. And I have one more question real quick. I just read a rumor while on hold, and it's perfect for my Steelers. Do you think Jared Davis to the Steelers to replace Devin Bush is a perfect fit? Because that guy is fast, and I mean, and he's gonna blow off if he goes there.
Chris, if that happened, I would, first of all, if I'm Bob Quinn and the Steelers call me, and they say, hey, we're interested in Jared Davis, I would hang up the phone right away because I know that there's more to get out of Jared Davis than what the Lions have gotten out of him if the Steelers want him. Because the Steelers seem to do all of those things right when it comes to linebackers. They just know what they're doing. They know how to draft. And if they saw something in Jared Davis, I would be frantically trying to figure out what the hell are we doing wrong with Jared Davis. Why does Pittsburgh want him?
Look, it's it was something we had scheduled to talk about later in the show. The price would be pretty high because for that same reason, I'd be motivated to move him, but I'd kind of feel like the return would want the return to make us go, oh.
Right. And Pittsburgh's probably going, hey, look, Jared Davis, you're not really using him. What do you say? 6th round pick? And then you're like, oh, hell no. You got to do better than that. And then they come back. Okay. 5th round pick? Like, no, you got to do better than that. Come on, dude. It's Jared Davis. I'll give you a 4th round pick and that's it. And then you're Lions and you say, are you kidding me? We know what you guys do. You obviously see something in him, so you value him. You're calling me, and you want him. You're going to have to step it up because you know damn well that this guy was drafted in the 1st round, and you can make him into somebody that's worthy of a 1st-round pick. So start chatting it up a little bit higher than that.
See, I think the best you could do is a 6th or 7th round pick for Jared Davis.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm just saying the way that I would feel.
But here's the thing, though.
As a Lions.
Yes, and if I were the Lions, I'd do it. Because not because I don't like Jared Davis. I personally actually like Jared Davis. The problem is the results. They aren't there. Last game he played 11 snaps. So maybe Jared Davis, I won't even say maybe. If Jared Davis goes to the Steelers, he probably becomes an all-pro linebacker. We all know this, right? It's going to happen. Like Kyle Van Noy, okay? Because the Steelers know how to coach him up. They know how to play him. They know the scheme to put him in positions where he'll succeed. That's not happening here. What's the point of keeping a guy here that's never going to produce for you just because someone else, he's going to produce for someone
else?
Well,
he's not,
his option wasn't picked up. He's not coming back. You might as well get anything for him.
I disagree with I think you can catch them in a little bit of a desperate position. I think you can find out how desperate they are, and I think you can drive that price up a little bit.
6th round, best. If they got a 5th rounder, I'd pat Bob Quinn on the back and be like, great
job. Would you shoot the boot?
If what?
No, if they get more than a 6th rounder, would you shoot the boot?
I'll shoot the boot for a 4th rounder and higher.
Well, you just said sixth rounder at best.
Yeah, but I'd had a hand. Listen, what do we do with shoot the boots, Doug? I'm not a new caller here, all right? Don't treat me like John from Roseville.
I just want to see.
You only make the shoot the boot lock if it's a you're 95% or sure or higher, right?
Okay, yeah.
I'm not 95% sure.
Fair enough. When I heard sixth round at best, that sounds like 100%.
This guy.
No. That's where I'd put my money on.
All right. So fourth round.
Thank you, Gator. See this guy?
Jeez. Fourth round or better, you'll shoot the boot.
Absolutely.
All right. I mean, Gator, you got no shoot the boot bets on the table, so I don't know what you're talking about over there.
Because I just won my shoot the boot bet. That's why.
Yeah, and I'm coming off two wins. 248-539-9797. Keith is in Detroit, and he's next. Hi, Keith.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, Keith.
Quick question to you guys. Like I asked the call screener, I'm going to ask you guys. Would you guys give a loaded gun to a five-year-old?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
Very good. Now, let's just say old Boobsy can turn off a Herschel Walker deal 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, deal of the damn century, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys with me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Would you trust Boobsy to make the picks?
Not necessarily, but he doesn't necessarily get the picks.
I mean, listen, he's my general manager right now, so he comes to me with and presents it like I said. Look, we got two options. Either we might somehow find our way in the playoffs if we get on a roll here. It's unlikely, but Jerry's called. He's made me this ridiculous offer, and I think we should go with this offer. If I'm Sheila, I'm approving the offer, and I'm still firing him at the end of the season.
There you go. I'm with you right there, Gator. Right there, because there's no way on God's green earth I could trust this man to make the right picks in the draft at all.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, if you give him enough draft capital, even he can't screw it up. But I really do. I think you just have to call. You got to check on a price. You got to make sure. And Dak is a quality quarterback, and he'll be more expensive than Stafford. And Dak's not available right now. Now, Stafford might not be either, but under no circumstances is Dak going to take a snap on Sunday, and Stafford will. So, you know, you just got to make sure Jerry's not going to go all crazy. And
hey, everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.